This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
Yes, that's the music that plays in the elevators down there in San Jose at Cisco headquarters, surely, or maybe not. Chuck Robinson, CEO of Cisco, joins us right now to talk about what's going on in the world of networking and with a look at the quarter that just was and what is to come. Chuck, glad to have you. Wait, is that really playing in the elevators in the Cisco building?
Hey, Corey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me this morning.
So the quarter you reported last night, I think it's really interesting. I pointed out on Bloomberg TV and Bloomberg Radio yesterday that, you know, of all the sort of big hardware slingers, you know, Hewlett-Packard, IBM, Dell, you know, Cisco is the only company that has seen anything resembling revenue growth in the last few years. And, you know, even yesterday, while the year-over-year revenue number of down 2%, if you strip out the video business, which you guys got rid of a year ago, you actually saw some growth across most of your business units. Why is that happening in a world that's so much more focused on the cloud, where companies don't have to buy all of their hardware anymore, they can just manage those services out?
Well, Corey, I think that, you know, anytime we see these early technology trends, I think that people believe they're probably bigger than they are in the early days. But, you know, overall, I think your point is a very good one in that our teams did a great job. We grew, you know, 2% in Q4 in a pretty volatile environment. And we had, you know, record earnings per share. So we're very pleased with that at a time where elements of our portfolio, like security up 16%, collab up 6%, services was up 5%. We saw our deferred, you know, revenue that is attributed to software and subscription was up 33% year over year. And so we saw lots of areas of strength. But as you call out, you know, this notion of transitioning to software, look, roughly 75% of our engineers have been software engineers forever. The real, you know, the value that we provide our customers in those integrated systems is a combination of high-performance hardware and software, and it always has been. And I think that there's clearly a shift to using software where it makes sense, but the need for integrated high-performance hardware and software, you know, there's a pretty significant high-performance internet that runs around the world every day that I don't think is going to transition just to software tomorrow. So there's going to be a need for both.
What kind of skill sets are necessary in order to get a job at Cisco now?
Well, Pim, I think the things that we're looking at, which led us to the tough decision we made yesterday, is that you know, as we look towards some of the relatively higher growth areas for us, like collaboration, like IoT, like software, security, cloud, next-gen data center, you know, those skills, understanding software, understanding agile development, understanding how we need to move, you know, faster, shorter innovation cycles, more frequent, you know, revisions of the software for our customers, and really understanding these areas that that we believe are going to be focus areas for the future. So those are the things we look for in folks that we're hiring. And as I said, you know, this was a very tough decision for us. We do not take it lightly. Corey, I appreciate your comments. You know, we'll treat the people with every ounce of respect as we work through this process.
Yeah, I mean, nothing harder than losing your job, right? I mean, it's
not at all.
Emotionally, it's one of those tough things, and it's as tough as things get. And I wonder, too, you know, I've been covering Cisco for a long time, and the software has always been a discussion point. But I'm really intrigued by this business, though, right? So, and or even in security, right, where we see in security you had 16% revenue growth year over year. Now, it's only 4% of revenues for the whole company. But then you look at that deferred revenue number, which also suggests that there are some big software sales and some big security sales in that. Am I right to look at deferred revenues as sort of the heartbeat of software and security sales?
I think that's right, Corey. And what we've, you know, it was the third consecutive quarter of double-digit growth in the security portfolio at a time where we've also seen, I think, mid-20s and up in the deferred revenue balance. So almost half of that portfolio now is pure software and subscription as customers look to a combination of sort of premise-based security. You know, as they look at hybrid clouds, they look at a combination of public cloud, private cloud, I'm buying things as a service. they need security that extends well beyond sort of their private enterprise, but into the cloud and across this massively distributed world that we all live in with no perimeters anymore. So, you know, the network is a core element of where security has to take place. And the teams have done a phenomenal job of building the architecture that our customers believe in and then executing on, you know, the advanced threat capability that we picked up through the SourceFire acquisition a few years ago. We now have, you know, 17,000 customers with that deployed. We just launched our next generation firewall, fully featured next gen firewall in March, and we added 6,000 new customers to that in the last quarter. So the teams have done a really good job of not only meeting the customers' needs, but also transitioning our business model as we would like to do across the rest of our portfolio.
We're speaking with Chuck Roberts. He is the chief executive of Cisco Systems. Shares of Cisco down about 0.5% right now, $30.56. Chuck Roberts, you recently announced the acquisition to acquire CloudLock. Now, this is a privately held cloud security company. It's based in Waltham, Mass. Tell us about CloudLock and how that fits into your acquisition strategy.
Well, Pim, as I said earlier, the security needs of our customers are evolving from sort of the premise-based, let me protect my perimeter, to one that now has to extend not only into public cloud but into, you know, applications as a service. And if you look at the acquisitions we've made, like OpenDNS, these create a point where we can apply security and the same kind of security capabilities to those users inside the enterprise that are going to the cloud to use software as a service applications, because our customers have had relatively little visibility and control over those that access. And what OpenDNS gives us is a place where we can apply the same types of security capabilities that our customers are used to in the enterprise, and CloudLock actually provides that capability around these applications that the enterprise users are going to. So it's a very important element that contributes to, you know, this evolving cloud edge that we see arising inside of our customer base.
Chuck, do you ever see a day, which is about 30 seconds left, where Cisco is a company that sells more ethereal things like security and software as a percentage of revenues than hardware?
Well, Corey, I think that it's going to be an evolution. And remember, our switching business this quarter was up 2%, and that's been supposed to die for 5 years. So,
right.
You know, I think that it'll be a combination of hardware and software for a very long time to come.
Chuck Roberts, CEO of Cisco, thank you so much for joining us for this, I think, really important and interesting quarter you guys just reported. Appreciate your time. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage, Corey Johnson and Pim Fox in our New York City studios. Corey Johnson here in San Francisco on the Bay Area, on the Bay itself, in fact. At Corey TV on Twitter, he's at Pim Fox on Twitter, and this is Bloomberg.